Dr. Sabir Tidding, an office note on patient Chelsea Ramos, Chelsie Ramos, RAMOS. Date of birth is 6/20/1979. Date of service is 11/8/2023. Pure parking of the patient is 44-year-old female. Referred to see me by Dr. David Ho for evaluation of recurrent kidney stones and recurrent urinary tract infection. Period. Patient has had recurrent kidney stones ever since she was in college. She's had a total of two lithotripsies in the past. And she currently has multiple clusters of stones on the right kidney and a 1.9 centimeter stone on the left kidney. She's following closely with Dr. Ho. Next diagnosis is ADHD / anxiety disorder. Period. Paragraph. Next, acne. Period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes C-section times 2, breast lift surgery, liposuction, septoplasty, lithotripsy times 2, and left heel surgery. Period. Paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Period. Paragraph. Social history. Patient is married, has a total of 2 kids, no smoking. She drinks alcohol every day, 1 to 2 drinks per day of white wine, no drug use, and she works as a lawyer. Family history, father with kidney stones history, sister with kidney stones history, mother has heart disease, lung disease, SLE, and rheumatoid arthritis. Two sisters are healthy, her twin sister has stones. Period. Review of systems reveals daily headaches for which she takes ibuprofen and Tylenol, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea or vomiting. She has good appetite. She struggles with weight gain on and off. Denies any nocturia, no hematuria. Her last menstrual period was 5 years ago since she got the Nexplanon implant. Denies any leg swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, no COVID-19 gene editing therapy administered. Period. Paragraph. Current medications are reviewed include alprazolam, biotin, ciprofloxacin, nexplanon, hydrochlorothiazide, hydrocodone, PRN, Vyvanse, potencitron, spironolactone, Flomax, and valacyclovir. Period. Paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, nanotheric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no red pupil gap, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal as well as 2, no members heard, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistance, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no red neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Her CT scan renal protocol done in October 18/20/23 shows moderate stone burden of bilateral non-obstructive nephrolithiasis, clustered calculi up to 6 mm within a calyceal diverticulum in the left kidney superior pole. Additional scattered sub 5 mm non-obstructive stones in both kidneys. No hydronephrosis. She has 1.4 cm cyst left anterior interpole kidney. Period. Scattered colonic diverticulosis without evidence of acute bowel pathology. Period. Paragraph. Renal ultrasound shows no stones on the right kidney, but 1.9 centimeter stone on the left kidney. Labs from October. Sodium 140, potassium 3.8, chloride 104, total CO2 24, UNA creatine 0.63, glucose 126, calcium 8.4, phosphorus 2.3, magnesium 1.8, albumin 3.3, ALT 11, AST 21, vitamin D level is 21.9, white count 10.61, hemoglobin 13. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. Bilateral kidney stones, getting lithotripsy and management by Dr. David Ho. We are going to do a 24-hour urine collection to assess for metabolic stone workup and try to prevent stone formation. Period. Next diagnosis, recurrent urinary tract infection. Patient will be started on cranberry/manno supplements and continue probiotic to prevent those from happening. Period. Next. Side effects to Nexplanon implant, including headaches and other symptomatology. Patient was strongly encouraged to discontinue the implant to avoid complications. Period. Next diagnosis, vitamin D deficiency. We place patient on vitamin D supplementation. Next diagnosis is ADHD / anxiety. Continue current therapy for now. Next, we'll screen patient for iodine deficiency. If you're a paragraph patient, is going to see me back in 3 weeks to discuss the workup. So, earlier if need be, and report. Thanks. I thank you, Dr. Ho, for allowing me to participate in my patient's care. I'll keep you updated on her progress. CC Dr. David Ho.